welcome back to Community Connections. And we're changing the pace a bit. We're going to talk to Samantha. Now, Samantha is involved with a couple of organisations, and you'll have heard I was promoting a concert that they did last Saturday night, I believe, where she and two other ladies were doing some singing. But we're going to change pace on that a bit. And there's a festival coming up this weekend, which we're going to hear all about. And we're going to learn quite a bit about this in the next hour. So, first of all, welcome, Samantha.
Thank you, Alan. So good to be here.
It's great to have you in too. So, what's this festival coming up this weekend? Let's talk about that first.
Yeah, great. So this festival is called Ode to Story, and it's a festival that we're running on a private property, secret location in Healesville, this Saturday, the 24th of February. So we're going to have nature crafting and bushcrafting skills from 3:30 p.m. and then we'll start the storytelling at 5 p.m., which is...
Till how late?
Probably 7, yeah.
Now, all right, so let's go back a bit because you just jumped over a little bit. You're talking about what was the first lot you're going to do, the skills?
Nature crafting.
Righto. So let's expand that. And I don't know what we're talking about, and the audience don't. So let's tell us a bit about what you'll actually be doing.
So in this nature craft session, we're going to be getting the kids to be working with clay and different natural materials that we find around the site. It could be flowers and leaves and seed pods. And we're going to make little characters that we'll make a story together with.
So... is it only for children, and if so, what age group?
So the session that I'm going to run is for children, and then we'll have an all-ages session run by Leafy from Leafy Adventures, and he's going to do more advanced bush skills, bush crafting.
But when you say a wider age group, from where to where?
Well, anyone could participate in either of them.
Are we talking about adults,
though,
or adults, only children? Adults as well?
Yeah, everyone.
Right. So when you're talking about bush skills, what are we talking about there as well?
So bush skills can be from building a shelter out of found materials, getting logs and stones and leaves to learn how to make a primitive shelter. It could be whittling, so taking a knife and working down a stick into a shape. It could be weaving. Things that take more tools that an adult would use to know how to take care of themselves in the bush.
So I gather that all this whole Ode to Story that you're doing on Saturday, it's all about using, the natural resources that are on the property that you're going to. Is that right?
Yeah, so... I think the whole project of the property at Wild Ridge Farm is about regeneration of the land, connection to the land, connection to the stories and the ancestry of the land. So that's what we're trying to bring up and bring into story and experience.
And also teaching the young children, certainly in the first lot, sort of new skills and what they can do just using the natural products, for another word, or just whatever's found on the property.
Yeah, well, there's something special, especially for children, in the sensory experience of connecting with natural objects. And it, instead of plastic, it really touches the soul of a child. And so they get to feel things that are real and made from the environment, and that gives them a certain feeling in their body which relaxes their nervous system and helps them feel connected to the outside world.
And it's also teaching them basically recycling, isn't it? You're not using a plastic or something like that where at the end of the day it's going to be thrown away again too either, is it?
Yeah, that's right. It will disintegrate back into the earth, or they can take it home with them and it will crumble apart eventually. But yeah, it's all from the earth back to the earth.
All right, so it's this Saturday?
The Saturday, 24th.
And it's starting at 3:30.
Yeah, so the nature craft aspect will be from 3:30, but people can also come from 5 p.m. for the storytelling.
Yeah. So when you say storytelling, is it a story about the land that you're on, or what sort of story are we talking about?
Well, when we say storytelling, it's coming from this idea that we've all been told stories for generations, often around a fire in times past. And so bringing back that culture brings back wisdom and mythology and folklore from ancient times. And so anyone can actually get up on the stage and share a story. And I think all the spots are now filled because it's been organized in previous weeks. Yep. Unless you're a child, if there are any children performers that want to come and show us their talents, there's also a money gift prize for people to come and participate. Not a prize, but each child will receive a little gift of $50. But otherwise, we're going to have a permaculture puppet show run by Chris James from the Dreaming Space, and then we have other members of the community that are coming up to share their different stories.
I've got to take a break in half a minute, but when you're talking about the stories from the stage and that, and is it Indigenous stories about the land, or is it stories about anything that they're going to share?
Yeah, anyone can share a story about anything that they would like.
Just something that they'd been told somewhere along the line.
Yeah, or something that they've been inspired, that's inspired in them, and they've made it up themselves. Yeah.
Oh, sounds good. All right, we'll be back with more.
Sometimes I get frightened. You can see my eyes.
Welcome back to Community Connections. I'm talking to Samantha, and we've been talking about the festival that's coming up this Saturday, and we'll give you a bit more detail about how to get the tickets and all that, because I presume that you want people to buy tickets before.
Would be great, yep.
And we'll give the details of that just before the 3 o'clock news. But we want to move on a little bit, because you've... This Valley Wildlings, and this is the organisation that you work with. How did that come about?
So I was trained as an architect and worked in the industry for quite a few years, and was quite disheartened by the sustainability and environmental aspect in the industry. And I heard about natural building and water collection and electricity generation from the river and solar. And so I went to do a course in Israel about that. And
can I ask you why Israel? It was there no course here in Australia, or for some reason you just picked Israel?
I didn't see anything in Australia. I'm sure there is, but it was actually a program, like a certified program. I'm Jewish, so it also appealed to me to visit there.
So how long was that course?
It ran for 6 months, and then we could stay on and have the eco-village kibbutz experience and keep on building and educating other groups that came in.
So did you stay on?
I stayed on for a little bit longer.
Yeah. And then you obviously toured a bit. So what made you, by the time you came back, decided that you wanted to not be an architect anymore? And I think it's a gutsy decision. I'm not putting it down at all. I think it's a gutsy decision to, given a job that's obviously probably well paid, to go off and do something that's just part of your heart. A lot of people have dreams and do nothing about it. But for you, as a young lady, to do that and have the guts to do it, I think it's fantastic. So what, when you came back, by then had you decided what you wanted to do? Or I'm just trying to find out how the whole thing came together.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's a big story, I guess. But I just knew that I wanted people to experience the process of building with their own hands. And in our building industry, there's a lot of toxins, and it's outsourced to registered builders. And so community doesn't get the opportunity to experience building their own home, building their own classroom. And so here we have used our own hands and local resources to build our space. And that's been such a bonding experience between all the families that are connected in the project. And that just fills my heart. I mean, that is architecture in living, you know.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
So is that, like, is there a place where that's all happened, in Healesville or somewhere? Or?
Yeah, so it's on a private property in Healesville. And, you'll find out the location when you book a ticket.
Yep.
But we're excited to start opening it up to the public and to share the regeneration work that's happening there and connection to the land projects.
So it's not just going to be like a once-off thing like this weekend. I mean, that's a fade or a festival that you've got running, but it's actually this organisation, Valley Wild Lings, is going to be an ongoing project, isn't it, that other people can come to? Are you mainly thinking young people will come to that, or?
Yeah, so we've been running for, this is our third year.
Oh, right.
And there's a website, valleywildlings.com.au, and we run terms, so we run every day of at the moment we're running Wednesday, Thursday, Friday during the week.
Yep.
For the term, and we do that through the year.
So. And is that schools that come to you, or just young people by themselves?
Yeah, so at the moment it's young people. So we have between ages of 2 and 6, and we're expanding up to 10.
Yep.
In a new program called the Artisan Wildlings on Wednesdays. But yeah, we're hoping that we'll also be able to engage schools in the local area to come and see what we're doing.
That'd be terrific, wouldn't it? So it's I've just tried to find out, I guess, a little bit more about this project. So if a young person comes to you, we'll say, as of today, or say you're open when, well, say tomorrow, Thursday, you're open, what would that young person come for, an hour, 4 hours, all day? Do they come for multiple days, or do they just come for a project for maybe an hour or two?
So we have a full day and a half day session. So the younger kids normally stay for a 9 to 12.
Yep.
And then children that are 3 and up can stay from 9 till 3.
Yep.
And we'll do stories, connecting with the seasons. We like to work with the cycles of the seasons to get them into the rhythm of their own bodies and the life cycles. And they have morning tea and they chop their own fruit. They learn how to work with knives and have that sense of contribution to what's being offered. Then we have free play where we work with a kind of inhale, exhale. So inhale is everyone comes together for an activity, and then exhale, they have time to explore the area and do their own play and games. And then we normally go for a bushwalk on the property, and that's an adventure, which none of us know where it's going to go. And
so let me just ask that. I'm not going to ask you where it is, but pardon me. Well, I'm not going to ask you where it is, but how big's the property? Like, is it wooded parts and all that, or what?
Yes, it's got all sorts. There's a creek, there's open space, there's paddocks that are being regenerated, there's forested areas, so, yeah, lots of different terrains.
I'm just going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more.
Dum, dooby-doo-dum, dooby-doo-dum, dooby-doo-dum. 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 Dum, dooby-doo-dum, do-be-do-da,
do-be-do-da. The bowl in the hands of the mother and father who yell at each other to hold her. Confusion and despair, for why it must be so. This dear little bird, not yet knowing of the glory she is. What to say, what not to say, gathering puzzle pieces in her mouth. How brave she was to find a new form, how happy she was to find him. How brave she was to find a new form, how happy she was to find him. Though such a kind angel child, as she cried before she went and made her angel friends. No one to leave the family or home.
To find a new form, how happy she was.
Samantha, tell us a bit about that song, where it, how it came about, and who is on the song.
Yeah, so this project is called Ima Tierra. Ima meaning mother in Hebrew, and Tierra meaning earth in Spanish. So together it's Mother Earth. And it's two languages of my ancestry. And the whole project is about connecting back into the web of relations and connection to the lands of my ancestors and the lands where I live upon now. And that particular song was using a loop pedal, a piece of equipment where you can layer your voice and harmonize with it, and then you build upon that and then sing over it. And that was purely done with that, and then with a djembe added with another musician, Jordan Scottney.
So the two of you were doing the same thing?
I did some of the voices, and then Jordan did one of the layers, and then I sang over it and he played drums.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So where did you do that? Like, where did you record it?
He's got a recording studio, and we played last Saturday at the Warburton Arts Centre.
But there were three of you there last Saturday, weren't there?
Yeah, so Ima Tierra played also with Penelope and Owsley, and with Claire Ruby James. And, yeah, it was a wonderful evening.
So how did it go?
It was excellent. It was.
Did you have the place and many there?
Yeah, we were nearly full, and we want to do it again.
So. Sounds good to me. And so that's different to what we've been talking about up to now. This is just a bit of a side.
It's a side from last week. But Ima Tierra will be playing at this coming festival on Saturday as well, Ode to Story Festival. So we'll be one of those 15-minute slots that has time to share.
The whole of you, the same people that were down here, or...?
Jordan and me will be playing. And then there will be other storytellers and singers.
Should be good.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll talk about that again in a minute, because that's coming up this Saturday. I've just got to take one more quick break. Oh, no, I won't for a minute, because there's something going to pop up in the computer in about half a minute, so we'll take that. But I know you want to talk about a singing project that you've got coming up, don't you? We'll just take a break in half a tick, first of all, before we do that. It's just that there's something... I've got to wait for something on this computer. So, Samantha, let's just briefly... You went overseas, and you were overseas for this time, and you came back. How long ago was it that you started this project? 3 years, is that right?
Yeah, so this is our third year, so in January, 2 years before that.
Yeah, so what I'm trying to get at, when you came back from overseas, you straight away did this, or did you have to do a whole lot of research, or had you already done your research before you got back?
Well, I had to change career paths. I went into Absolutely. Early childhood education, studied Steiner education, and learned about storytelling and crafting, and also came across an organization called Fire Keepers, where we do mentoring with children and taking them out into the forest and coming back and telling our stories around the fire and building community.
שהנה תדין להתחדש כמותה ולפהל ליוצרתה על שם כבוד מלכותה. Thank you.
Welcome back to Community Connections, and I'm talking to Samantha, and we've been talking about the festival that's coming up, and we're going to get back to that in a minute or in a couple of minutes, because we need to tell you how you can buy your tickets and a bit more about it. But first of all, you want to just quickly talk about a singing project.
So this is the project that we're doing last Saturday, and it's Emma Tierra that I spoke about just before, and it's about connecting us, similar to the Valley Wildlings project. It's about connecting back in with ancestry and with the land that we're living on now. And these songs originally came from connecting with the waterways and sitting on the earth and being inspired, and with words and tunes coming through, which have now evolved into guitar and piano and cello.
And last Saturday wasn't the first concert you've done, is it? You've done other concerts, haven't you?
This was the debut of Emma Tierra.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you'd already done it somewhere.
Yeah, we've done small things, but this was really it was the live on stage in a theatre.
So did you feel nervous?
Oh, yeah. But it was wonderful.
That's a sign of a good entertainer. They tell me all the good ones. All right, look, we'll take a quick break and we're going to come back with more.
Passing my garden one time, she stopped, and I knew right away that it was gossip and not flowers that she had on her mind. And this is what I heard my neighbor say: "You know that girl down the street should be run from our midst. She drinks and she talks quite a lot. She knows not to speak to my child and me." My neighbor then smiled, and I thought, speeded by, and the screaming of brakes, a sound that made my blood chill. For my neighbor's one child had been dragged from its path and saved by a girl lying still. The child was unhurt, and my neighbor cried out, "Oh, who was that brave girl so sweet?" I covered the crushed, broken body and said, "The bad girl who live down the street." So unless you've made no mistakes in your life, just be careful of stones that you throw.
Listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 8 minutes to three. Can't believe how quick the 3 hours have gone. And I should mention I'll be back on Sunday night between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade. Plenty of hits from the 60s. And I'll be back next Wednesday between 12 and 3. The first hour will be Siri will be in to talk to us. The second hour will be Sydney McLeish. And the third hour, we've got choice tunes. We've got the person lined up. I've got their songs and we'll have a great time. But we're talking to Samantha now. Samantha, let's get back to this. And I should mention it's 33 degrees outside. It's going to be warm going outside. Samantha, let's get back to this festival you've got coming on. First of all, how much does it cost people and where are they going to get the tickets?
So you can book tickets at events.humanitix.com.
Can you give us that again, please, a bit slower?
Events.humanitix.com. And look up Ode to Story.
And it's O-D-E?
O-D-E.
To Story.
To Story, yeah. And tickets are, they're different tickets for children to adults. So we've got $17 child tickets and $23 adult tickets and $55 for a family ticket, maximum 4 people. And I'd also like to mention that it's Ode to Story is an event that was started up in the Northern Rivers by Luminous Youth. And they also run Nature Connection and Community Connection projects. And so we loved what they were doing, and we wanted to bring it down here to out of Melbourne.
Now, obviously, when the people buy the tickets, you'll tell them where it is. But it's in the general area of Healesville, isn't it? So
yes.
For people know that we're not advertising something that's 50 kilometres away. So yeah, if you're around Hillsville. The Hillsville area, Wandon and all those sorts of places are not that far to go.
Yes.
So when they buy the ticket, do they get the address then or, yes. or do you tell them on Saturday?
No. they'll get the address as soon as they book the ticket.
Very good. So it's this Saturday. Could you give us that website again they need to go on, please?
Events.humanitix, humanitix.com.
And then just look in there for Ode to Story.
Yes.
And they'll come up. Look, I hope it's a real success for you. It's, as I've said to you a couple of times, I think you're a gutsy lady to have given up a obviously a well-paid position to get involved with what you're doing. You're obviously very much believe in it, so I hope it's a real success for you. And just very briefly, let's just go back to your singing project. Now, we know you were at Warburton last week. Is this something you're hoping to do a whole lot more concerts of?
Yeah, definitely. The three of us who sang at the Valley Woman's Voice at the Warburton Arts Centre last week are saying, let's take it to other arts centres and festivals, let's keep going. So we feel quite terrific. Excited about them.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's terrific. And obviously you've got people turning up. And, I mean, if people turn up, then you know very well that you're doing the right thing. If you don't get anyone to come along, well, that's the time to give it away. But look, I wish you well. And this Valley Wildlings, is it running, when you say Wednesday, you know, Thursday, Friday, is that full time now, or are you gradually building up as you go?
We will keep on building it up, but we are running every week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So have a look at the website, Valley Wildlings, WILDLINGS.com, and see which programs we're running.
Now, eventually, do you hope that will run 5 days a week? You're doing three now. Do you hope?
That would be great. Yeah.
So that would be your eventual aim.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be terrific. Yeah. Again, this Saturday, it's going to be a nice day. I did give it the weather, 21, so it's not too hot to be out in the bush. And then you get the bonus of going for a walk at the end there, through the bush.
Yes. And, jump and in the not, creek.
And it's not a planned route, by the saying. You just said, we don't know where we'll finish up. Is that right?
Well, when we do a bush walk, it's always an adventure. So the children take us where we go.
Oh, do they?
And it's kind of a, you know, in the end, it's almost like a bit of initiation for each child, because they sometimes don't believe that they can do certain things, river crossings or going down a hill, but then when they do it, it just brings them so much self-belief and confidence in themselves, and that's what we're trying to build, those attributes in children.
And I'm not criticising anybody, but a lot of the children of today don't do things because they're told they can't do it, don't they? So it's good to get them out and let them test themselves and see if they can do it.
Yeah, exactly. I think a lot of the children are, and me included, we live a bit of a sheltered life, and there's lots of pressures. So when a child can run free and have an experience of testing their abilities and assessing the risks, you see them building confidence, and it's a delight.
And it's good for them as well.
Yeah.
It is really good for them. And the other thing is too, and I was talking to the last two interviews that we've been talking about, and I bang on a lot about it, is that we need to get people out and about. It's good for their health. It's you interact with the community, you interact with nature. It's a lot better than just sitting at home playing on an iPad or an iPhone, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's what we found, is everyone goes home really invigorated and happily tired from the day.
That's terrific. All right, look, Samantha, it's been great talking to you. I hope Saturday is a big success for you, and I just wish you well.
Thanks so much, Alan.
Thank you very much.